In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church. This is Christ the King Sunday as we prepare to enter into Advent and this Thanksgiving and Christmas season. We give thanks for the opportunity to come together in worship and all of the new things that are happening in this season. Please take time to sign the welcome pads that you will find on the inside aisles of the pews and pass them down the pews so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. We encourage you all to wear your name tags so that Pastor Siobhan can begin to get familiar with you. Visitors are welcome and those of us who've been here for longer can remember all the names as well. Anyone is welcome to request a name tag, and there are temporary name tags available in the back as well if you would like to sign yourself up with that. We particularly welcome those who may be visiting with us for the first time. We know that this is a season when people are often looking for churches, and we seek to welcome you warmly into the midst here of our congregation. We are in the need of those who bake to bring some more welcome loaves because we are running low again. So please take note of the announcements that you will find in the calendar page in the bulletin, and know that you are welcome at any of those activities, and you may ask us if you want further information on what's going on there. A few things that we'd like to highlight for you today. We are continuing to collect coats for the Buy Nothing Day coat exchange. If you are in need of a coat, a winter coat, the State House lawn is your place. On Friday morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., coats are freely distributed, no questions asked, and we are collecting any coats to be donated that morning as well. So you can bring them here anytime this week before Friday morning, or let us know if you need to make some special arrangements because you are one of the people who doesn't have a key to this church. Today, after worship this morning, in the fellowship time, our college fellowship members will be meeting with our high school youth to talk about what I wish I'd known about college when I was still in high school. All college and high school students are welcome to be part of that dialogue. I understand there will be food for that as well. This week we will be, as we usually do, Thanksgiving week, helping out to assemble Thanksgiving boxes for the hungry in our community at Camp Street Ministries on Monday and Tuesday with cleanup on Wednesday. Monday and Tuesday mornings from 9 till whenever they finish for the day. You're welcome to come for any of that time. If you would like further information, please see Julie Baldwin, who I don't see right now, but I'm sure she will get here, or me for further information about that. There's a list of the activities that are coming up in this season on the mission bulletin board and a green half sheet of paper as well. Let's see. Next Sunday, the College Fellowship will have their final brunch for this year. Two Sundays. Thank you, Danielle. That's why we have coordinators that are not your pastors. Two Sundays, the 7th of December, we will have a College Fellowship welcome brunch, and the 20s and 30s are going to be the host for that. So if you're a 20s and 30s, please see Danielle or Gordon. You can be connected to that. And Jenny has an announcement also. Or you can see Jenny Sertner too. Right. So if you're a 20s and 30s year old and you're not on the Evite mailing list, you might want to talk to Jenny today and get on that list.
Will shortly. I am up here also inviting you to come after worship to a meeting for our alternative giving sort of planning group. We are looking for those of you that don't know, alternative giving is an option for you to be able to give gifts that will support different organization and different Presbyterian missions around the world instead of giving tactile gifts or instead of buying things, you can support these different organizations as a gift to your loved ones. So we sell the different items during coffee hour through the month of December, and so we're looking for some folks to help us with that. So the meeting this afternoon will be getting organized and explaining sort of what the job is. It's very simple, even if you can just help out one Sunday. Particularly next Sunday, I'm not going to be here, so Pastor Chris will be at the table to help out, and John is going to be helping out. He handles most of the money. He's the organization genius that helps us out. But we do need a few other folks to help sell, because often there's lots of people who are interested. So if you're interested in that and want to learn more, come see me. Again, it's a very short-term commitment. It's a pretty simple job. We just need to make sure that we're organized and we have folks there to help out. I also have an insert, which I did not get. Oh, this is not the insert, but I didn't get it in most of your bulletins before you got here. So I'll pass out the insert afterwards and try and catch you on the way out the door. But the inserts will also be in the bulletins the next few weeks explaining alternative giving and the different organizations that you can support. So even if you're not interested in helping, you can check out what your options are, and we'll also have stuff on the bulletin board out there too. All right, thanks. Sorry, that was long.
Other announcements?
Zip up your pants, please.
My big choir is singing two concerts next weekend, Saturday night at the Cathedral, Sunday night in Newport. Tickets at the door are like 25, but I have them for 15. And we can arrange that. We're singing the Rudder Gloria, a Respighi, Carol to the Nativity, and some wonderful Gabrielli pieces from the 16th century.
And that's the Rhode Island Civic Chorale. Any other announcements this morning? Let us prepare then to worship God.
Thank you.
please join with me in the responsive call to worship? The Lord God is our shepherd. We are the people of God's pasture, the sheep of God's hand. God will seek the lost, feed the hungry, and strengthen the weak. But the proud and power-hungry will be fed with justice. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Out of great love, God calls us to turn to God in prayer and so claim the power of forgiveness that has been given through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Confident in God's grace, let us pray in confession, first in silence, then praying together. Sovereign God, we confess that we are not ready for your holy realm. You guide us toward right paths, but we refuse to follow where you lead. You love and feed and care for us, but we fail to love and serve others. Forgive us, merciful God, so that we may return to your fold and rejoice in your presence. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the Lamb upon the throne. Amen. Nothing can separate us from God's love. In life and in death, we belong to God. Let us give thanks as we sing our praise.
Amen. It is a blessing to be in our part of a service where we can lift up to God our praises to the King and our concerns as a church. Let us now share our joys and concerns.
Please keep in your prayers this week Melody Ward, who is shortly traveling down. Her mother died yesterday morning, and so please keep Melody and her family in prayer as they travel south for that funeral in Atlanta this week. Other joys and concerns for this week?
Yeah, I'd like prayers for my younger son, Tim, who has been having pneumonia and wasn't able to work, and when he doesn't work, he winds up in financial problems. So I'd like prayers for him.
Prayers of healing for Judy's son, Tim, in this time.
I'd like to thank you all for your prayers to my grandparents. My grandmother is in hospice care right now, so continued prayers for them, and prayers for safe travels. I'm going to head home to Pennsylvania over Thanksgiving. So it'll be a long trip, but a well-needed trip, so.
Prayers for Jenny and her travels to her grandmother's side in
in hospice care now.
First of all, I give thanks to God and each and everyone. My mom has been arriving in Ghana safe, and I request a prayer for a friend. We went to work, she went home, and she felt she can't speak, you know. So her name is Jennifer.
Prayers in the safe return home for Faustina and Tagana and Vivian's friend Jennifer for healing.
Continued prayers for Melinda Brelsford, who has various health issues. Thank you.
For member Melinda and healing there.
Thank you. I'd like to have prayers for the guidance counselor I work with by the name of Julie. She went in the hospital 2 years ago, and they misdiagnosed her. So she's in the hospital again, or will be in shortly, with appendicitis, and it became inflamed, and also her bowels, too. So prayers for Julie.
Prayers for Joanne's colleague, Julie.
I'd like to ask for prayers for my friend Linda, who just finalized a very difficult divorce after years of struggling and trying to work things out. So there's that difficulty, and then also just trying to face the holidays coming up as they're trying to figure out where do they celebrate, and her son is kind of struggling with, do I, you know, spend time with my ex-relatives, with my mom? It's just a difficult and awkward time. So prayers for Linda and her family.
Prayers for Judy's friend Linda and her family in this time.
I'd like to share a joy for Lee and Monica Vanderbond. They are in Michigan on vacation and had a beautiful surprise this week. Their son Sam flew in from San Diego, so they get to spend 4 days with him.
Prayers for Lee and Monica in this time with family and the unexpected arrival of their son Sam as well.
I want to thank you for praying with us through our journey of selling our house. We learned this week that we're closing on December 12th, so we have a little less than 3 weeks to get ourselves settled into a new home. So please keep praying for us.
Prayers for the Bernier family, and thanks for the sale of the house, but energy for all of the resettling.
Prayers for my pop because he had to get surgery yesterday.
Not yesterday, baby. My dad has been scheduled for his removal of his prostate. He finally accepted the fact that he does have prostate cancer. So on December 2nd, he will be having the surgery.
Prayers for Kirk's father and the surgery on December 2nd.
I have a joy. I'm sure some of you remember way back in the summer, or even in the spring, we had thought we had sold our house, and then a buyer backed out, and we were left with two mortgages. But we have finally closed on our house in Providence last Wednesday, so we're down to only owning one home in Rhode Island. It's a great feeling. So thank you for praying for us.
All right.
Thanking God, Ashley turned 10 yesterday. We had her birthday. We are very grateful for that. And also prayer for my nephew in Kenya who is sick and needing surgery. And also praying for our brother Aaron. He's traveling to Mexico tomorrow morning for another conference before he heads back to Africa. Thank you.
Prayers for Levi and healing, Janet's nephew, and thanks be to God for Ashley's birthday here amongst us and for travels for her on.
I'd like prayers for a grad student named Heather who's in her final stretch of her dissertation and is needing to finish in December, and it's very intense right now.
Heather.
I'd like prayers for a teacher at the school where I work named Cynthia, and she was in a car accident, so she's and was pretty badly injured. So recovery for her, and then also prayers for her students and the people that are helping teach her students while she's gone, because she's going to be gone for a few weeks, which is really hard for them to learn.
Prayers of healing for Cynthia and for her class as they adjust to the shifts there. And I saw another one over here. Erica. You want to talk, huh? Okay.
I want to get advice for Facebook and my great work in the day.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. He wants Rolf wants to thank everyone for praying for his move to independence and even with Erica being away for part of that time and a new caregiver here with him this week. And your name is? Janisha. So welcome, Janisha, and thanks be to God for this opportunity for Rolf.
Amen. Like prayers for my daughter, Carmen. She has a kidney stone and two bladder stones, and she only has one kidney. This is sort of dragging out now, waiting for a referral, and I'm getting a little, you know, anxious to have some movement, fast movement, before we get into an emergency situation with her.
Mm-hmm. Prayers for healing and response for Carmen, for Suzanne's daughter, Carmen.
I'd like to ask for prayers for our grandson, Kendon, who turned 11. And also, sadly, we lost one of our cousins back home in Ghana. He left behind four children and a wife. So prayers for them.
His name is Charles.
Charles family in Ghana, and birthday wishes for Kendon. All these 10, 11-year-olds.
Huh? Please continue prayer for my mother-in-law, Camila. She's receiving what they call comfort care now. Thank you.
Prayers for Camila receiving comfort care now.
I have a joy. There's a girl that we know who just received a new liver. She's been sick for a while, and she has been out of school for a while, and she came back, and she's now back at school and doing well, but I just wanted to ask for prayers for her to continue to thrive.
Prayers of thanksgiving for a new liver, and Barbara Claflin would also like us to give prayers for thanks. We prayed for her brother-in-law, Johnny, for a heart transplant, which he finally received, and he is doing great. So prayers of healing and continued rest there.
Let us now take our prayers to the one who is able, willing, and capable of doing more than we can ever imagine. Gracious God. Our shepherd satisfies our needs in faith. Let us pray to our Lord. O Lord, our God, we pray for our church. So many needs, so many concerns. We lift up Linda to you. We ask for her healing. We lift up the Bernier family as they transition to finding a new home and celebrate what it is to have closed on their previous home. We lift up Barbara's brother. We lift up those who are able to return having had needs so deep. We ask for your wisdom, your energy, and your renewal for Heather. We ask for your healing power for Levi and Cynthia, for Carmen, for Camila. Wrap your loving arms around Charles's family in this moment, Lord. We lift up those that celebrate birthdays, mile marks of your loving grace and your mercy. We celebrate the return and connection with Lee and Monica to their son, Sam. We celebrate with the Bay family that they have been able to sell their home as well. God, we need you. Oh, how we need you right now. We need you. You have made Christ the head of all. Help us to live faithfully as his body, continuing his mission in the world. Oh Lord, our God, we pray for the earth. Let all of the earth make a joyful noise unto you and sing songs of praises to you, our rock and our salvation. Oh Lord, our God, we pray for all nations. Drive out, O Lord, those wolves in sheep's clothing who abuse the weak and scatter the flock. Come and save us, bring justice and peace. O Lord, our God, we pray for this community. Help us to see Christ in our neighbors, serving those who are hungry and thirsty, naked and lonely, sick and in prison. O God, our God, pray. We lift up prayers for our loved ones. Please, God, remember the people of your pasture. Rescue the lost, bind up the broken, heal the sick, and feed those who are hungry. Loving Shepherd, lead and guide us in green pastures, by still waters, in right paths, and through dark valleys, until we feast with you in glory and dwell in your house forever. We pray this to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, if we can have our children come forward for our children's message. Some help this morning. Can I get a couple volunteers? Let's see. Can I have you and you and you and you and you? Everyone who raised their hand, can you come up and make a line right here at front? And just stand in a row. And I have a couple pieces of paper, and I want you, when I point to you, to hold it up. So I want you to hold it to you right there. Hold it to your chest. And when it's your turn, I'll point to you. I want you to turn around. And then we all have an assignment. So hold that to your chest just like that. Hold this to your chest. And one for you. And one for you. And I got one for you. All right, so I'm going to point to someone, and there's something written on there, and we've got to figure out what to do, okay? We've got a job. Ready? Okay. All right, you start us off. Turn it around, and can you read what it says out loud? Nope, show us it. Let us see it. All right, can you read what it says? It says, I am sick. How can you help me? What can we do to help somebody who was sick? We can pray for them. What else can we do?
We can help. So what would you do to help a sick person? All right, let's pretend we're going to take her to the hospital. Come on, you and me. All right, you're sick. We're going to take you over to the hospital. And you can lay down. And we have a doctor, okay? All right, we've got her taken care of. All right, you're next, sweetie. What's yours say? What'd it say? I am thirsty. How can you help her? All right, so let's go pretend like we find some water. Where's the water at? All right. All right, can you drink the water now? Are you feeling better? High five. Yes. All right, you can chill out over here. All right, what's yours say? Can you think of a way to help her? What would you do if you found out someone was hungry? All right, let's find some food. Where can we find some? Come on. Awesome. Eat it up. Good job. Feeling better? Do you feel better? Awesome. What does yours say? And can you read his? Ooh, I am a stranger. How can we help you? Anyone have any ideas how we can help a stranger? How can we help a stranger? We could give a stranger some money if they're lost and they need money. Absolutely. What else can we do to help a stranger? We can pray for them. All right, you too. You can help this stranger out. What else can we do to help a stranger? Someone's new to your classroom and they don't know where anything is. What might you do? Yes, give them a tour around the classroom. I need someone to give them a tour around the church. Who can give a tour around the church? All right, you're in. You can walk them around. You won't be a stranger anymore. You got to walk around and come back around. All right, you're my last one. What does it say? All right, I need a reader. Who can read our sign for us? All right, what's his sign say?
I have no clothes.
All right, he has no clothes. How might we help somebody who has no clothes? What would we do? All right, go buy some clothes. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Find a person you can buy some clothes from. Who's willing to sell her some clothes? Raise your hand. All right, go buy some clothes for somebody with the arm up. All right. I'm going to help you out so you don't get embarrassed. All right, all better. Amen. Our scripture today says, when I was sick, you helped me. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty. Oh, we have one more. Oh, and this one is perfectly, because I almost forgot about you. So this is almost perfect that I almost, what does it say? I am lonely. How can you help? Someone who's lonely. Who has ever felt lonely before? Anybody out here, you all have never felt lonely? Yeah? Amen? Okay, so what's something we can do for a lonely person? Yes, sweetie. We can help them. What does it mean to help a lonely person? Give them company. Do you mind if she gives you some company and you can sit next to her for a little bit until we pray? Okay. Want to go sit over there? And you want to come invite her over to be with you? All right. Amen. Our passage says, when I was hungry, you fed me. The king says, who is Jesus, says, when I was lonely, you came to visit me. When we show that love to each other, we make God our king very, very happy. Amen? Let us pray. God, thank you for these children. Thank you for the way that they instinctually know how to respond to needs. We lift these children up. May they be empowered to do wonderful things that you've called them in their lives and in these days. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I can take the papers for those who don't want to keep theirs, but if you want to keep it, you can keep it. You want to keep yours? Okay. Awesome. You want to keep yours or you want to give it to me? Okay. Thank you very much.
Let us pray. Almighty God, open our hearts and minds today that the hearing of your word may illuminate our lives and bring joy and transformation. Amen. Our Old Testament lesson this morning is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Our New Testament lesson comes from the 25th chapter of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Give me nothing to drink. I was thirsty, was a stranger, and you did not visit me. Or a stranger, or saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you.' Then he will answer them, 'Just as you did, truly I tell you, of these, you not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away righteous, eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life."
Thanks.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Him is number one. Crown him with many crowns.
Thank you.
me in prayer. Long for the world's salvation. You long for the world's salvation. As we hear the gift of us in your image, one day that all creation, amen. So I have a question for your reflection. When you hear comes to mind, king, hear the word king, that silently, head shake. If you have an image in your head, shake it. And very soon, we are going to see the king. Very soon, we are going to see the king. Soon and we are soon. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, we're going to see the king. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all Lord, with glad words. Come into his presence, know singing. Know that the Lord is God, that we he that made his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. The sheep of his pasture enter into his gates with thanksgiving, with praise. Name. Thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever generations, his ever and his faith. Amen. We can almost smell the, amen. As we mentally prepare for the fixings of thanks, this opportunity. Are the sheep, the psalmist writes, we are the, our good shepherd tends to our needs better than we could ever tend to our good shelves, amen? Point in time, we need to make it to this point in time. For indeed, daily being God, being our good shepherd, means that we are not forgotten. One who will serve, it means that in the nooks and crannies of creation, reach us, uplift us. Good Shepherd has over introduced us to our true selves. It's possible because our Good Shepherd grooms us as his own. And that this Good Shepherd be act us, the lowly sheep, to be active participants in tending the flock. The image of God as the Good Shepherd is embraced, amen? Most parts, we are in times of the life and tragic moment within of the hospital, of ones in the halls of the hospital. Word that there was death, saying, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall. One as this faithful caretaker loves us in the and in our own waywardness. But the Bible, there is full of depiction of that descends. God is depicted as a dove in the Gospel of Matthew, that of God offers us in scripture images like forces of nature, fire, inanimate objects such as fire, and images as well, who pretend, or the mama lion and eagle, father, son, gardener, mother, warrior, ruler, master. We to all have different levels, our lives, our backgrounds, and for sure God's place before us. And have gifts. All of these images have gifts and limitations. We cannot comprehend and who God is and help us to understand one divine with us. One of kings, king, king of kings. Sounds wonderful. Amen. King. This word historically exists specifically because with kings, we have an uneasiness with the word. Is it some person sitting on a throne, high and mighty, reflected in a tangible name of our NFL football team? So, a little work to see the gifts that are in calling Christ. Many of us are king. Amen. Particularly of us born in language, and it's hard for it to resonate.
Now that you've had some time to say this out loud, some of the images
when you heard the word king. Brown?
Purple. Red. Robes. Martin Luther. Say, long? Lost. Having long? We hear this of responsibility. Empowering. Let's hold each other's words in our mind as we continue. Yearly, we come back to the final day of our liturgy on one calendar, and we reflect specifically to proclaim Christ as a Christian and to proclaim Christ as King, indeed, like the King of Kings. And like I said, we oftentimes need some help in doing this, loving this being as helps us. Jesus himself helps us in images to better understand this morning found in of God, parables about the kingdom of God. Jesus wants us to understand what it is all about. It will take place. And it will be on a with him. Others will be gathered before him. Then our parable will kings, the ruler, the nations. Authority, this kind about kings, amen? And action feel about. But this perfect king parable is in the very telling grace and mercy of as we hear from Jesus himself. One from separate people. One separate sheep from shepherd. Separate then the right hand and the goats at his left. And then the king will say to those at his right, come. Blessed by found the kingdom prepared for you. You get. For when I was hungry to drink, I was a stranger to me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was imprisoned and you perfect king. Nurse, Lord, shepherds to all God. Stand Jesus who loves us. Life situations, a most humble of life situations. An immigrant in a thirsty, being a stranger and vulnerable, being ill. Being lonely, things that by the many, compassion. Christ the King is on accumulating. King is not focused on accumulating extravagant lifestyle. Amen. Instead, this King instead is going out of his way to and status because this King, the least, bows down from heaven. You were hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink. When was it that I saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or that I saw you sick, clothing? When was your king will answer them at least, just as you did it for my family, me. Jesus, this just King, is at stake for us. Our life and our eternal life in the kingdom of be loving. To be for the least of, to care. And as hard as it can be to hear from Jesus in our kingdom, are just kings of these, because they care less about the least of these. First, you that are accursed, cared for the devil, gave me no. You did. You gave to welcome me naked, and you gave me no clothing. Said, Lord, what? And did not take. Truly. Said, very did not go to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but fire, eternal life. Punishment, these are words. And King, what? I felt our King and our God say, eternal realm, to understand the eternal, not whether we choose to love or Christ, it means making the choice to love, and by our actions and inactions for the sake of the vulnerable in our world, they reflect who created us, shepherdess and queen. So my prayer for this week is that we will lead us by use of our time and gifts for the high honor of loving the least of these. No more crying. Being there, more crying. No, we are going to see the King. No, we are crying there to see the King. To see the King. In the name of the royal and defined Father, Spirit. Amen.
and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe in bulletin. Creator of heaven, Christ, God's only Son, by the Holy Spirit, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born upon Virgin Mary, was crucified, dead, and he ascended into heaven, the living, and he will come to judge. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body.
Who Jesus Christ in her sense of who Jesus moments for Stuart.
For those of you, Beatrice, for those past spring, know me, I graduated from Brown this past spring, and now I work at a public elementary school in Providence, a college, and around here, things. Sunday school, and that I hang around here teaching a Sunday is because I was thinking about it more because y'all are really fun to hang out with, which you are, but is also because the word people. When we praying for each other and communing, provide for our neighbors with physical shelter, food and clothing and shelter, making them feel safe and giving them food and making them and at home. And we're fulfilling God's call to love across lines that the world lines that divide peace on nationality, race, education, all of those lines. The world desperate, justice, and love, which is to participate. Because God calls everyone to participate. Talents and resources to happen with the love of God, beautiful things happen. Indeed, beautiful things are happening. And that's why I give.
Pray together the prayer of all giver us with resources. Do you bless all of us with and energy, time, and we offer you these gifts. We offer you our lives. May these gifts and our lives, amen, near and far.
This forward our tithes and offerings. Gracious God, let us pray. We pray that you will use by you. We pray our community and our world. We ask all this, the imprisoned shepherd. Amen. Number 367, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love.